This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on, sorry, history and physical on Frank Miller. Last name M-I-L-L-E-R, Frank F-R-A-N-K. Date was December 6, 2022. Place was Mission Point, Flint. New paragraph, patient profile. Mr. Miller is a 77-year-old male who came to us from Briarwood, period. At one point, he was on hospice, period. New paragraph, history of present illness. Mr. Miller is debilitated, period. He's had a previous hepatocellular carcinoma with a lobe resection, period.
Does he have wounds right now?
Yes.
Sacrum or where?
He has sacrum and on the amputated.
Okay.
They ordered him the wound back.
Oh.
But I don't think it's big enough for that. Mary said it wasn't.
He also has some wounds on his left calf and left heel and sacral area, period. He has a, he has a sacral wound, period. He has above knee amputation of the left leg, period. He has diabetes mellitus. He's had several hospitalizations since June of this year, period. He was not able to speak to me in a meaningful way, but his nurse states that he did speak in some partial sentences a few times to her, period. He had a hepatocellular carcinoma with left hepatic lobectomy in July of this year, and has dysphagia, and thus he has had a tubing, a feeding tube placed, and he's totally on tube feeding.
He hasn't swallowed either.
He's not able to eat anything, period. He had been at Regency, and he'd been at Briarwood, and he'd been on at least one and possibly two different hospices, period. He was admitted to McLaren around November for congestive heart failure, and an echo showed ejection fraction of 40%, period. He also had multiple wounds, period.
In the right leg? Or just the sacrum. The right above.
He has one on the leg.
The left above knee is amputated.
Yes, he has that side and the bottom.
Okay. It's also noted that he had a cardiac arrest at McLaren in October of this year, period. He has had anemia, period. He has diabetes mellitus, period. His sugar today was 180, period. He has a feeding tube and the site looks okay, period. He couldn't provide any meaningful information about his medical history to me, period. At one point, he had lower extremity deep vein thrombosis and was Eliquis, but that had been stopped due to anemia, period. He has severe peripheral vascular disease, period.
He's on Eliquis,
Doc. Oh, is that? Oh,
yeah.
Is that? Oh. Oh, he had been put back on his Eliquis twice a day recently, period. Well, giving me, you know. New paragraph, past history. Hepatocellular carcinoma with left lobectomy of the liver. Encephalopathy, dysphagia. Osteoarthritis of the shoulders. Hepatomegaly, diabetes mellitus, peripheral vascular disease. Deep vein thrombosis. New paragraph, family history. He could not provide any of this, period. New paragraph, social history. He came from a different nursing home, period.
This is the alternate. I forgot who wore roof detail. Mary. Do you want to come and see it? You want to go? Huh? Oh, my fast is long.
He's had hypertension in the past, hiatal hernia, functional gastric outlet obstruction, partial small bowel obstruction. New paragraph.
What?
New paragraph, family history. He could not provide family history. Social history. He came from another nursing home. He could not provide me any other information. New paragraph medications. Apixaban 5 milligrams twice a day. Carvedilol 1 tab twice a day. Docusate 100 milligrams twice a day. Glipizide 5 milligrams twice a day. Norco 715-325 1 tablet every 6 hours as needed. Mirtazapine 0.5 or 7.5 milligrams nightly. And I'll tell you, mirtazapine is 22.5 milligrams PO at bedtime. Morphine, sulfate elixir, 20 milligrams per ml, 0.5 ml every 4 hours as needed. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Paragraph allergies, none known. Paragraph examination, he's not acutely distressed, sterile appearing. Blood pressure 129 over 64, temperature 97.5, pulse 81, respiratory rate 18. Blood sugar was 180 this morning. Head and neck, he resisted opening his eyes. He's in poor mental status period. He was moaning a bit. There's no facial asymmetry. When I opened his eyes, pupils were about equal period. Conjunctiva normal, ears normal inspection. Extraocular movements random. Oral mucosa normal. Neck supple, no mass, no palpable fibromegaly, no nodes. Lungs, a few secretions are heard, otherwise clear. Percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen soft, not slight tenderness in the right side, period. I could feel the liver edge about 5 centimeters below the right costal margin, period. Bowel sounds normal. CNS, not cooperative for formal testing, mostly aphasic, with the exception of a few words that he spoke to his nurse. He didn't respond to any commands, period. Sensation attack, planners down going bilaterally, period. And change that, planners down going on the right, period. He has an absent left foot, period. He resisted me and started kicking when I did the planner response, so he seems to have good movement of his right leg, period. Pedal pulse palpable. No edema. Skin, there's a wound of the sacrum, period. New paragraph, mental status, he could not answer anything pertaining to orientation, period. He was moaning and he was gave me no meaningful speech or information. Other than what I obtained from records and from staff, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Miller had hepatocellular carcinoma with left lobe resection, period. Two, he has dysphagias and tube feeding. Three, he's had deep vein thrombosis. Anal canine eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day, period. He's also in Corag. Four, he has hypertension. I'll continue Corag 25 milligrams twice a day. Five, he has diabetes. I'll continue glipizide 5 milligrams twice a day. Seven, he has chronic pain. I'll continue the morphine 10 milligrams every 4 hours as needed. And he can have Norco if needed, period. He has some cough and secretion. I'll continue Tussin every 6 hours as needed, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.